This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Tommy Hudson, H-U-T-S-O-N, Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y. Date of birth, December 20, 1950. Patient seen for Dr. Newman from Gainesville. New paragraph, dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 71-year-old male smoked one pack per day for 40 years, however quit 20 years ago. Alcohol only socially. He says he's allergic to codeine and Benadryl. New paragraph, symptoms, easy bruisability. He is here because of low platelet. New paragraph, history of present illness. A patient is here with his wife. He is hard of hearing, so wife is doing most of the communication. According to her, the patient was hospitalized in McKinney Hospital with COVID pneumonia. He was kept there for 10 days. He did not require respiratory support. However, according to her, he was not given any specific therapy, and hence she says she requested discharge. However, while in hospital, he was found to have low platelets, so bone marrow aspiration biopsy was done, which showed plasma cell dyscrasia restricted 10 by 12%, normal cellular bone marrow with tri-lineage hematopoiesis, increased iron stores, peripheral blood showing microcytosis and thrombocytopenia. New paragraph. His past medical history also includes coronary artery disease. He sees Dr. Fazio. He also had have end-stage renal disease, and he is on hemodialysis 3 times per week. He has history of AV nodal re-entry tachycardia and chronic atrial fibrillation. Patient also had significant coronary artery disease requiring stent placement. Four stents were placed in February of 2021 and one more in September of 2021. A patient was placed on Coumadin during that phase. However, then he was switched to Eliquis because he was having significant ecchymosis and bruising. But according to patient's wife, Eliquis also is now disconnected. Other medical conditions include ischemic cardiomyopathy. Patient has cardiac defibrillator. Current medication includes Renvela, R-E-N-V-E-L-A, 800 milligrams 3 times daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Levothyroxine 25 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. He used to be on metoprolol, however, according to wife, it's discontinued. Patient is also was on gabapentin, again it is discontinued. He does take trazodone. New paragraph. Physical exam, a 71-year-old male, 5'7" tall, weighing 180, blood pressure 107/67, ICNT unremarkable, no lymph node felt in the neck, JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs are clear, with diminished air entry bilaterally, heart regular, abdomen obese, bowel sounds active, extremities, several areas of bruises all over both upper and lower extremity as well as the back. New paragraph. His recent CBC is from the hospital, which was about which was on 117, which showed WBC count of 5.5, hemoglobin 9.1, hematocrit 29.1, platelet count 51,000. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, thrombocytopenia. Cause unclear. Diagnosis 2, plasma cell disorder found on the bone marrow. Diagnosis 3, history of coronary artery disease and stent placement, also defibrillator placement. Diagnosis 4, chronic renal failure. Patient is on hemodialysis 3 times a week. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and redraw the blood, recheck CBC, CMP, especially platelet count, and also immunoprotein electrophoresis to see if he has overt multiple myeloma or is it smoldering multiple myeloma. New paragraph, thank you. This is a consultation on Tommy Hudson. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Newman at Dr. CRC's office, one copy to Dr. Fazio, one copy to my office. Thank you.